trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads and pray that God will guide us during this study.
我现在要低头祈求上帝引领我们今天所做的研究。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们相信你已经引领我们到今天，我们愿意主引领我们一直到主回来的时候。我们感谢主，因为有这么多听众，他们愿意跟我们一起研究你的道理，求主借着今天的讲题可以帮助他们知道主耶稣来的日子很近。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Turn to lesson 75 in your book number 2.
请翻开课本第二册第75课。
Lesson 75,
第75课。
The subject isAs the days of Lot.
这个题目是像罗德的日子。
The last broadcast we discussed the days of Noah.
上一次我们研究了像挪亚的日子。
Christ has asked us to remember Lot's wife.
基督曾经要我们回想罗德的妻子。
Luke 17:32.
路加十七章三十二节。
Lot was a worshipper of the true God in Old Testament times.
罗德是在旧约时代敬拜真神的一个人。
Abraham, the father of the Jews, was Lot's uncle.
犹太人的祖先亚伯拉罕乃是罗德的叔叔。
Both Abraham and Lot were shepherds.
亚伯拉罕跟罗德都是牧羊人。
When their sheep became too many in numbers to stay together,
到了他们的羊群越来越多以至于他们不能在一块儿的时候，
Lot separated from Abraham.
罗德就跟亚伯拉罕分手了。
He chose to live in a city named Sodom.
后来他就选择到一个名叫做索多玛的城里头去住。
Located in the fertile Jordan Plain.
索多玛是在肥沃的约旦平原上头。
This choice proved the undoing or the defeat of his family.
这个选择终于使他的家庭瓦解了。
Sodom, though a prosperous metropolis of ancient times,
索多玛虽然是古时候的一个非常繁荣的都市，
was a very wicked city,
也是一个非常邪恶的地方。
So corrupt were her inhabitants that God determined to destroy her.
其中的居民是极度的败坏，以至于上帝就决定要毁灭它。
However, the Lord first sent angels to Sodom.
但是主却先差遣天使到索多玛去，
to warn Lot and his relatives.
警告罗德跟他的亲戚们。
Up, get you out of this place.
就是你们起来离开这个地方。
For the Lord will destroy this city.
因为耶和华要毁灭这城。
Genesis 19:14.
创世纪十九章十四节。
Lot took the message to his married daughters.
罗德就把这个信息告诉他出嫁的女儿们。
And his sons-in-law,
跟他的女婿。
They, however, treated the warning lightly,
可是他们却是轻视这个警告。
And refused to leave,
不肯离开。
Early the next morning,
到了第二天的清早,
the angel said to Lot,
天使就对罗德说,
Arise, take thy wife,
起来带着你的妻子,
and thy two daughters,
和你, 在这个地方的两个女儿,
which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city.
免得你因着城里的罪恶同被抄灭。
Genesis 19:15.
创世纪十九章十五节。
Impatient with their slowness.
天使忍不住他们的迟延。
The angels finally took hold of them with their hands.
天使最后就拉住他们的手。
And hurried them out of the city.
就急忙地把他们带到城外头去了。
They were told to flee to the mountains.
告诉他们赶快要逃到山上的去。
And not to look back.
也不要回头看。
Lot's wife followed along behind.
罗德的妻子也在后头跟着。
Though fleeing the city,
虽然她已经逃出了城,
yet her heart was still in Sodom.
但是她的心还是在索多玛里头。
Reluctant to leave her home and possessions,
她不甘心离开她的家和她的财产。
She looked back.
她就回头看。
This disobedience cost her her life.
这一次的不顺从就使她失去了她的生命。
God rained fire and brimstone upon the cities of the plain.
上帝将火和硫磺从天上降在这平原的城里头。
And destroyed all forms of life therein.
把其中所有各样的生物都毁灭。
Lot's wife, the scriptures tell us,
圣经告诉我们说，罗德的妻子
was turned to a pillar of salt.
就变成了一根盐柱。
Genesis 19:26.
创世纪十九章二十六节。
The destruction of Sodom,
索多玛被毁灭,
is also a type of the destruction of the last days.
也是末后的日子的毁灭的一个预表。
In Jude 7 it says,
在犹大第七节说,
just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities,
又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人。
Which likewise acted immorally,
也照他们一味行淫,
and indulged in unnatural lust,
随从逆性的情欲,
served and as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire,
就受永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。
The sins of Sodom are prevalent today.
索多玛的罪恶在今天是一样的盛行。
The world has become one vast Sodom.
这个世界已经成为一个大的索多玛了。
The prophet Ezekiel, speaking for God, says,
以西结先知为上帝说话，他这样说，
Behold, this was the guilt of Sodom.
看哪，索多玛的罪孽是这样。
She had pride.
他心骄气傲，
surfeit of food,
粮食饱足，
and prosperous ease,
大享安逸，
but did not aid the poor and needy,
并没有扶助困苦和穷乏人的手。
They were haughty and did abominable things before me,
他们在我面前行高傲可憎的事。
Therefore I removed them,
我看见便将他们除掉。
Ezekiel 16:49-50.
以西结十六章四十九五十节。
The people of Sodom did not have to work by the sweat of their brow for a living.
索多玛的人不必要为他们的生活而汗流满面的工作。
They gained riches through dishonest means.
他们用一些个不诚实的方法来致富。
They had much leisure time.
他们有很多空闲的时间。
How true the saying.
那么俗语说的真对。
An idle mind is the devil's workshop.
空闲的头脑就是魔鬼的工厂。
The devil was certainly at work in Sodom.
魔鬼真是在索多玛工作。
The people became so sinful.
人变成极度的邪恶。
That they stooped to unthinkable immoral practices.
以至于他们堕落到做出不可想象的那些个不道德的行为。
Do not such conditions exist in many of our great cities today?
在我们今日的许多大城市里头，岂不也有这同样的情形？
Christ warns his people,
基督警告他的百姓说，
Take heed to yourselves,
你们要谨慎，
lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation,
恐怕因为贪食醉酒,
and drunkenness, and cares of this life,
并今生的私欲,
yes, weigh us down,
累住你们的心,
and that day come upon you suddenly, like a snare.
那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
Luke 21:34. Sodom's last day came unexpectedly.
索多玛的末日来到的时候是出乎他们的意外。
So will be Earth's last day.
世界的末日也是一样。
Listen to Jesus' words.
你听耶稣所说的话。
As it was in the days of Lot.
又好像罗德的日子。
They ate.
他们又人又吃。
They drank.
又喝,
they bought,
又买,
they sold,
又卖,
they planted,
又耕种,
they built,
又盖造,
but on the day when Lot went out from Sodom,
到罗德出索多玛那日,
fire and brimstone rained from heaven and destroyed them all.
就有火与硫磺从天降下来, 把他们全都灭了。
So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
人子显现的日子也要这样。
Luke 17:28-30.
路加17:28-30.
And in verse 34, Jesus adds,
在第三十二节耶稣说，
Remember Lot's wife.
你们要回想罗德的妻子。
There are lessons to learn both from Lot and his wife.
我们可以从罗德跟他的妻子学到教训。
There was a coming out to do.
我们也必须要出来。
A decided separation from the wicked.
就是要决心和罪恶分离。
An escape for life.
要逃生。
It was so in Noah's day.
在挪亚的日子是这样。
Also in Lot's time.
罗德的日子也是这样。
So it was with the disciples of Jesus.
耶稣的门徒也是一样。
Just before the destruction of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷被毁灭之前就是这样。
And so it will be in the last days with God's people.
在最后的日子上帝的百姓也是一样。
God calls for a separation.
上帝呼召我们要做一种分离。
Lot's wife left Sodom in body only.
罗德的妻子只是身体离开了索多玛城。
Not in spirit.
他的心却没有离开。
Christ says,
基督说，
Where your treasure is,
你们的财宝在哪里?
There will your heart be also.
你们的心也在哪里?
Because her treasure was in Sodom.
因为她的财宝是在索多玛。
She turned back.
所以她就回头了。
Is it not possible for a person to accept Christ in name?
一个人在名义上接受耶稣。
And join a church.
并且加入教会。
But still have his affections on the material things of this earth.
但是他仍旧爱好世界上的物质，这不是一种可能的事情吗？
Let us come out of Sodom fully.
我们应该完全离开索多玛。
Body, soul, and spirit.
身体和心灵。
Let us lay up our treasure in heaven.
我们应该将我们的财宝放在天上。
If for Jesus,We have been called upon to give up anything.
如果为了耶稣而必须要我们放弃任何东西。
Let us not look back with longing hearts.
我们不要以一种迷恋的心往后面看。
Leaving the past behind.
把过去的事情丢弃在后头。
Let us press onward and upward.
我们应当向前向上而行。
We have a few vocabulary words at the close of this lesson, 75.
第七十五课有几个生字。
Number one is fertile.
第一个是肥沃的。
Fertile. Number two is undoing.
第二个是解散。
Undoing.
或者是瓦解。
Three. Corrupt.
败坏。
Corrupt. Four. Inhabitants.
居民
Inhabitants. Five. Flee.
逃跑
Flee. Six. Reluctant.
勉强的不太愿意的
Reluctant. Seven. leisure,
空闲
leisure. All right, we'll read the lesson over in English.
那把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 75, As the Days of Lot. Christ has asked us to remember Lot's wife. Lot was a worshipper of the true God in Old Testament times. Abraham, the father of the Jews, was Lot's uncle.Both Abraham and Lot were shepherds. When their sheep became too many in numbers to stay together, Lot separated from Abraham. He chose to live in a city named Sodom, located in the fertile Jordan plain. This choice proved the undoing of his family. Sodom, though a prosperous metropolis of ancient times, was a very wicked city. So corrupt were her inhabitants that God determined to destroy her. However, the Lord first sent angels to Sodom to warn Lot and his relatives. Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city.Lot took the message to his married daughters and his sons-in-law. They, however, treated the warning lightly and refused to leave. Early the next morning, the angel said to Lot, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." Impatient with their slowness,The angels finally took hold of them with their hands and hurried them out of the city. They were told to flee to the mountains and not to look back. Lot's wife followed along behind. Though fleeing the city, yet her heart was still in Sodom. Reluctant to leave her home and possessions, she looked back. This disobedience...cost her her life. In other words, because she disobeyed, she lost her life. She had to pay this price, the price of her own life. God rained fire and brimstone upon the cities of the plain and destroyed all forms of life therein. Lot's wife, the scriptures tell us,was turned to a pillar of salt. The destruction of Sodom is also a type of the destruction of the last days. In Jude 7 it says, "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise acted immorally and indulged in unnatural lust, served as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire." The sins of Sodom are prevalent today. The world has become one vast Sodom. The prophet Ezekiel, speaking for God, says, "Behold, this was the guilt of Sodom. She had pride, surfeit of food, and prosperous ease, but did not aid the poor and needy. They were haughty and did abominable things before me. Therefore I removed them." Ezekiel 16, 49 and 50, according to the Revised Standard Version. The people of Sodom did not have to work by the sweat of their brow for a living.In other words, they did not have to do hard physical labor. They gained riches through dishonest means. They had much leisure time. How true the saying, "An idle mind is the devil's workshop." The devil was certainly at work in Sodom. The people became so sinful that they stoop to unthinkable immoral practices. Do not such conditions exist in many of our great cities today? Christ warns his people, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a snare. Luke 21:34. Sodom's last day came unexpectedly. So will be earth's last day. Listen to Jesus' words. As it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And in verse 32, Jesus adds, remember Lot's wife. There are lessons to learn both from Lot and his wife. There was a coming out to do, a decided separation from the wicked, an escape for life. It was so in Noah's day, also in Lot's time, so it was with the disciples of Jesus, just before the destruction of Jerusalem. And so it will be in the last days with God's people. God calls for a separation. Lot's wife left Sodom in body only, not in spirit. Christ says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Because her treasure was in Sodom, she turned back. Is it not possible for a person to accept Christ in name and join a church, but still have his affections on the material things of this earth? Let us come out of Sodom fully, body, soul, and spirit. Let us lay up our treasure in heaven. If for Jesus we have been called upon to give up anything, let us not look back with longing hearts. Leaving the past behind, let us press onward and upward. And so during these last two broadcasts, we have had these two stories.
在这两次的节目里头, 我们提到了两个故事。
The story of the days of Lot, the story of the days of Noah.
一个是提到罗德那个时代的故事, 一个是挪亚时代的故事。
The characteristics of those two ages were similar.
这两个时代的特点都是很相像。
And those two ancient ages are similar with conditions today.
古代的那两个时期 跟我们现在的情形也很相像。
Christians are in a world of sin.
基督徒是生活在一个罪恶的世界之中。
But we do not belong to the sinful world.
但是我们并不属于这个罪恶的世界。
Our home is in heaven.
我们的家是在天上。
So let us be reformers in society.
所以我们应该在社会之中改良这样的情形。
Let us be courageous.
我们应该鼓起勇气来
to lead out in social reform.
我们应该在社会的改良这些方面做领导的人。
Let us be temperate in all things.
我们要在凡事上有节制。
Let us not partake of the sinful things of this life.
我们不要与这世界上罪恶的事情有份。
May God give us pure lives.
愿上帝使我们有 洁净的生活。
Only He can keep us pure while we are surrounded by all this filth and impurity.
当我们被各样的污秽和不纯净的事情环绕的时候, 唯有上帝能够保守我们做纯洁的人。
And so as we look up and behold the spotless character of Jesus,
当我们抬头向上看见耶稣基督那毫无瑕疵的品德的时候,
it should make us desire to be pure as He is pure.
应该使我们愿意像他那样的纯洁。
May God give you faith.
愿上帝赐给你信心。
To lead a life of purity in an impure world.
使你在一个不纯洁的世界上过一种纯洁的生活。
God's Spirit continue to be with you and bless you.
愿上帝的灵继续地引导你，赐福给你。
And bring you back at the next broadcast.
你在下次再收听。